Novi in M51, a new, much higher rate from multi-epoch HST data, by Schiffer-Mandel et al. Accurate determination of the rates of nova eruptions in different kinds of galaxies give us strong constraints on those galaxies' underlying white dwarf and binary populations, and those stars' spatial distributions. Until 2016, limitations inherent in ground-based surveys of external galaxies, and dust extinction in the Milky Way, significantly hampered the determination of those rates and how much they differ between different types of galaxies. Infrared galactic surveys and Dense Cadence Hubble Space Telescope, HST, based surveys are overcoming these limitations, leading to sharply increased nova in galaxy rates relative to those previously claimed. Here we present 14 nova candidates that were serendipitously observed during a year-long HST survey of the massive spiral galaxy M51, the Whirlpool Galaxy. We use simulations based on observed nova light curves to model the incompleteness of the HST survey in unprecedented detail, determining a nova detection efficiency epsilon equals 20.3%. The survey's M51 area coverage, combined with epsilon, indicates a conservative M51 nova rate of 172 carat plus 46 to 37 novi year 1, corresponding to a luminosity-specific nova rate, LSNR, of approximately 10.4 carat plus 2.8 to 2.2 novi year minus 1/10 carat 10 Elson, K. Both these rates are approximately an order of magnitude higher than those estimated by ground-based studies, contradicting claims of universal low nova rates in all types of galaxies determined by low-cadence, ground-based surveys. They demonstrate that, contrary to theoretical models, the HST-determined LSNR in a giant elliptical galaxy, M87, and a giant spiral galaxy, M51, likely do not differ by an order of magnitude or more, and may in fact be quite similar. This was Novi in M51. A new, much higher rate from multi-epoch HST data, by Schiffer-Mandel et al.